I am convinced there are female, human issues that men simply did not fully understand. Rape, for example. Many within the women's rights movement are convinced that male judges do not fully appreciate the lasting effects on a female victim of rape. Should a rape or assault occur in the past, and accusations are brought to light not when it happened, but often much later in time, the authorities will compound the effects of this attack through a process of accusatory questioning, doubting the witness's reasoning, and directing the investigation more toward the accuser than the accused. Often a judge will equate assault and rape as the same thing. They are not the same. While both have powerful emotional, physical, and psychological scarring upon the victim, one may be dealt with in time while the other is much more internalized, more destructive. We are told that rape is all about power, the power to exert one's physical and psychological being over another. Assaults and rape certainly have their similarities, yet the trauma experienced by the victim of a rape is solely severe and life-altering. Men often do not sense this aspect of the attack. Many have an attitude that one should get up, shake off this experience, and motor onward. Hardly a fitting method to rely upon. Like a dagger to the belly, rape leaves massive scars that can be healed over time, but never disappear. Judges cannot imagine the horror, belittling aspect of this violent act. Judges, prosecutors, and police officers are trained over time to work within the various aspects of their jobs. They learn about violence, codify the event, and know what the law tells them is the appropriate sentence for the crime. Like a soldier being trained, they never see the living, breathing, and horrible event. They just imagine it and sympathize with the victim. Sure, they have a lot to deal with. Accusations, investigations, defense tactics galore. Men do their job. Do they live their job fully? A police officer needs to empathize with those whom they serve. Judges carry with them their own personal prejudices, assumptions, and theories. Is justice blind? Hell no. Justice's soldiers, in the form of judges, police, and prosecutors, are often men even today. Men have their own special way of perceiving reality, often without a great deal of empathy for others. Men see the world as a place of competition, dog-eat-dog, good and bad. Most victims of rape are women, and they do not experience this world as men do. Justice sees weakness not as it should be, something to defend and protect, but as an unwanted necessity of life. Those who are weak, those who could be raped and assaulted, surely need protection. But victim blaming often enters into it. Were they asking for it? These judgments will and do happen to arise in every situation. Therefore, a victim of rape can be seen as a victimizer also. You called this event upon yourself. Justice often quantifies its judgment too. Rape and assaults are described in different levels with different set sentences to be applied. A judge may not want to do the work, empathizing with both victim and assailant, why did it happen, but simply apply the set rulings. Presently, a justice must consider the victim and assailant's culture, race, socioeconomic background, and family history. Lots to consider, and yet men prefer simple decisions. The problem with police officers is apparent. They will accept the most visible explanation of a crime, appreciating less work, less investigation. Women will not do such a thing. Women are naturally much more empathetic, better investigators, and also less trusting of the obvious. Our global population is under assault daily. Every aspect of life brings its challenges. When violence appears, it must be given the full attention, empathy, and trust of the authorities in a selfless, non-existent manner. The law will never be blind to all our differences and needs. Humanity will see each event through its particular rose-colored glasses. The ability to understand, respond, and exact meaningful justice lays within the purview of the law. Sexism, misogyny, and undue exertion of power over others are unacceptable. Stephen Kassab Brantford.